So with that being said, I would like to introduce tonight's speaker. Tonight's teaching is on receiving God's gift and will be given by Karen Hambrick. And Karen's been a member of Lighthouse Community for a long time. I don't know the exact number of years. Please welcome Karen.
So yes, I'm here tonight to talk about receiving God's gifts and opening your heart to the new life in the Holy Spirit. We want to talk about something very simple, but very important. It's about receiving God's gifts. Because one of the things I've come to realize is this. Many of us are very good at believing in God. We're very good at serving God. We're very good at asking God for things. But sometimes we struggle to actually receive what God wants to give us. We can pray. We can show up. We can even try to do the right things, which I'm sure we all do, and yet still keep God kind of at his gifts at an arm's length. Not because God is withholding anything from us, but because receiving requires openness, surrender, and trust. The question isn't whether God wants to give. The question is, do we know how to receive? Tonight, I want to share a simple way of thinking about how we receive God's gifts well, especially the gift of the new life in the Holy Spirit. So we're going to talk about four important ways to receive God's gift. The first is noticing the gift. The second is appreciating the gift. The third is giving thanks for the gift. And finally, you have this great gift, and we need to be good at using that gift. So first, we have to notice the gift. You can't receive what you don't notice. God is always giving, but we don't always see it. Sometimes we're distracted, we're busy. Sometimes we're just used to living at a distance. We may not realize that God is offering us something very specific. A deeper freedom, forgiveness, healing, a new life, a closer relationship, and the Holy Spirit himself. God doesn't force his gifts upon us. He offers them. I hear people say this all the time, God is a gentleman. And often the first thing we need is not effort, but awareness. I have a personal story about not being totally aware of God's gift of friendship to me. When I first started my journey to new life in the Holy Spirit, I would journal. I would start with a prayer, I would date my entry, and just pour out my little heart about everything that was on my mind and everything I needed from the Lord, all my feelings. So on January 15, 2010, I wrote, "Lord, I want to be best friends." Now, as my prayer life grew, my journaling and my thoughts changed. I started to listen to the Lord and write what he was saying to me rather than what I was saying to him. Exactly 1 year later, on January 15, 2011, the Lord said to me in prayer, "We are best friends. This is what I want." I didn't know it until I went back. I would go back periodically and see what, and it was exactly 1 year to the date. Now, I venture to say that we were best friends all along, but the difference was me. I wasn't aware because I was too busy talking to the Lord about what I wanted rather than listening to the Lord tell me what I already had. So ask yourself, what is God offering me right now that I may not have noticed yet? The second step, we need to appreciate the gift. To appreciate a gift means we understand its value and what it costs. A real gift always costs the giver something, right? The greatest gift God has ever given us, salvation, forgiveness, new life, was free to us. But was it cheap? No, it cost him everything. When we really appreciate that, something begins to soften in us. Because appreciation leads us to this realization. If this gift is that valuable, then I don't want anything in my life to block it. And that brings us to a little bit of a critical turning point. Receiving God's gifts requires repentance. To receive the new life God is offering us, we have to turn away from the things that block our relationship with Him and turn toward Him instead. That turning has a name. It's called repentance. It doesn't mean self-hatred. It doesn't mean shame. It means changing a direction, turning away from what leads us away from God and turning towards obedience, trust, and life. Repentance involves being honest with ourselves, admitting there are things in our lives that need to change. We must also be humble, recognizing that we can't change on our own. We must renounce sin and make a conscious decision to turn away from it and not to return to it. And then ask forgiveness, trusting that God is merciful and actually believing Him when He forgives. Sometimes we ask for forgiveness over and over, you know, and all we had to do was ask once, just one time, and it's done. This isn't about trying harder. It's about opening the door wider. It's about turning away and turning toward. Repentance isn't only about what we walk away from. It's about who we walk toward. Turning away from anything that competes with God's place in our life. So there's many things that take our attention. Sometimes good things, sometimes not. But we need to turn away from anything that competes with God's place in our lives. Turning away from sin that harms others, harms relationships, or harms ourselves. Turning away from habits that dull our spiritual hunger, and turning toward God. Turning toward Him through personal prayer, through scripture, through confession, through the Eucharist, the Rosary, and a deeper life of trust. Now, especially confession, because for serious sin, sacramental confession is the ordinary way God completes our reconciliation. And even when a sin is not grave, confession can open us up to grace in very powerful ways. God doesn't call us to repent because He's disappointed in us. He calls us to repent because He wants us free. Okay, getting back to the four important ways to receive God's gift. We've talked about noticing the gift. We've talked about appreciating the gift. And next in the third step is giving thanks for that gift. When we begin to notice God's gifts and appreciate their value and turn toward Him, gratitude naturally follows. Thanksgiving keeps repentance from turning inward or heavy. Gratitude reminds us God is good. He's generous. God is for us. He's not against us. A grateful heart always stays open. Fourth and most important, we need to use that gift. A gift is not fully received until it is used. Mercy is meant to be trusted. Forgiveness is meant to be accepted. Grace is meant to be lived. And the greatest gift God wants us to receive and use is the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells us plainly in Luke's Gospel, "Ask and you will receive. If you who are human know how to give good gifts, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" God wants to give us the Holy Spirit. And not just a belief about the Spirit, but an experience of His presence, of His power, and guidance. Next week, there will be an opportunity to be prayed with to receive the Holy Spirit in a deeper way. That is next week, 2 weeks. Sorry. It's often called baptism in the Spirit. When we ask in faith, we can expect God to act. That doesn't look the same for everyone. Some experience peace or joy. Some feel God's presence in a new way. Some receive spiritual gifts. I personally remember driving home after that, and I took the seminar with my best friend, and somehow she pulled over in Sam's parking lot and received the gift of tongues like immediately. Me? It took me like, I don't know, I think he gave it to me like 6 months later. I think it was teaching me a little bit of patience. But it doesn't have to be immediate, right? He's going to work in his time. There's no performance required. There's no loss of control. There's no need to fear. The Holy Spirit is a gift of love. Next, we're going to talk about removing the fear and obstacles. I want to name a few things that can block us from receiving. Feeling unworthy. Fear of what others might think. Fear of losing control. Pride that says, I don't need this. Doubt or spiritual resistance. God is not looking for perfection. He's looking for availability. There's another instance I'm going to tell you. This just came to mind. I was at Cedar Point years ago, and there was a gentleman standing in front of me, and I just had this feeling that the Lord wanted me to tell him that he wanted him to go into the priesthood. And I just couldn't do it. I mean, I'm at Cedar Point. Like, we're getting on a ride, right? And I don't know what to tell this guy. I don't know what to say to him. And later on, I confessed that to a priest, and they said, disobedience. If you don't immediately obey, it's disobedience, basically. And I just felt terrible about that. So I never, ever miss the chance now. If something comes to me in the grocery, I will go to the person and say something to them. I was praying with somebody one time. I don't know if she's in here. She's not in here. The Lord was telling me she needs a healing right here. So I just kind of moved my hand right there and I said, you know, I don't know why, but the Lord is telling me. And she said, that's really interesting because underneath here I have a crucifix I wear, and it's making me break out. But if I had never said that, she wouldn't have known. And it's those little nudges, and you need to listen to the gifts God gives you, and then you need to use them. He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for availability. A heart that says, Lord, I receive. God is offering you a gift, not because you earned it, not because you're ready, but because he loves you. To receive God's gift well, we notice them, we appreciate them, we give thanks for them, and we use them by repenting, by trusting, by asking, and by receiving the Holy Spirit. So, thank you.